member of this group, and I was, I guess, just listening to everyone doing the reading, and it pretty much nailed me. I was a blackout drinker from the beginning as a young kid, and all the prices that went with it, and the trouble that went with it, a lot of trouble. Geographical cures, I was going to change, things were going to be different, and I managed to, you know, just continue to drink, getting arrested here and there. Back then, drinking, public drunkenness was a crime, and I got arrested on a fairly regular basis. I was lucky. If you get arrested 3 times in a year, you got 60 days in Bridgewater, but I was able to avoid that. But I woke up in a jail cell, one that I'd been arrested in when I was 17. Now I'm back there and I'm 27, and I'm a bright guy. And it dawned on me that every time I'd been in trouble, it was alcohol, whether in civilian life or in the military, getting a court martial, and God, they want to hang me by my toes. But I'd always been drinking. I never once got in trouble when I wasn't drinking. I wasn't a tough guy. I wasn't a thief. I seemed to find myself around tough guys and people. But I wasn't. But anyways, so I wake up in this jail cell, and it dawned on me that, again, like I say, every time I've been in trouble, I've been drinking. So I'm a bright guy. And I said, I just won't drink. And I didn't drink for the next 31 months. I was working for a plumber up outside of Boston. He took a job down in Orleans. I was a single guy. He said, you want to go down to Orleans? We'd get on Sunday night, come back Friday night, put us up, paid us extra. And away I went. And I was there for, I finally left. I was there for a month. I told him I'll finish the work, but I'm not going back. But what happened was I met some people who liked to smoke weed and drink and got into some psychedelics. And I did everything but the drinking. Got into a lot of acid, a lot of PCP was big then. This is back 1973, 74, 75. And after 31 months of not drinking, coming back from Provincetown, stopped at the package store, Route 6 in Toro, picked up a six-pack, didn't touch it, went up to East Ham, went by another package store, got another six-pack, didn't touch it, had the two of them. I had had a driving undergoing. I got finally found not guilty. And so I didn't want to drink and drive. And so I drank beer for about 2 weeks. And I figured this is it. I'd gone through, I knew I couldn't drink vodka. That got me in a lot of trouble, and the hard stuff in general. But then the Budweiser's turned on me. I hit a blackout. I ended up crashing my car, wrecking, totaled my car, got arrested. Girlfriend had enough. Everything just collapsed on me within 2 weeks of not drinking. So I didn't stop drinking. But that set the tone. Eventually, I would just go back to smoking pot. I'd smoke pot for a while, not drinking. Then I'd drink. I'd get in another more trouble, and then I'd stop drinking. That pattern. Finally, I'd been to a couple of AA meetings. Went to one in 1973. And it was up in Orleans. There was about 8 people at the discussion. These are the Protestant church up there. Anyways, I go in. I got hair down my back. And it was a little discussion meeting. When it came to me, I told them I was glad that they had found something that they could do for their alcoholism. I had found my answer in smoking pot. And they thought, well, that's good. Here's a meeting list. There's a meeting tomorrow night. No one told me to leave. No one told me it was just about booze or anything like that. And this was in 1973. Well, finally, I had had enough. And I came back to in March of 1977. I'd had enough. Another girlfriend told me to go. She had had enough. She gave me that, do something about your drinking or I'm leaving. And so we loaded up her car and she went on her way, and I could drink the way I wanted, which I did for a while. And then I'd had enough. So I end up going to a meeting. And this is what happened to me. I had been raised a Catholic. I'd left the church when I was a young kid. I joined the paratroopers, and away I went. And I left everything else behind. I heard someone say that, you know, when I'd get in trouble, I'd pray and ask for help. And sometimes I'd get out of it, and sometimes I wouldn't. But when they suggested, I was pretty well beat up. I was pretty well beat up. I wanted more out of life than what I had. And when I came into AA, I was ready to try the spiritual principles, as they call it here. They suggested I get down on my knees and ask a higher power to keep me away from a drink. And my sponsor said, he's a pretty sharp guy too for that time. He took one look at me with my long hair. I weighed about 120 pounds. And I told him, I said, I'll cut my hair. I'll do anything you want me to do. And he was a big guy. They used to call him Mr. Clean. He was about 6'4", 250 pounds. He was 65 years old and he had a shaved head. In 1977, not everybody was shaving their head, but he did. And he'd been sober 25 years. Anyways, I told him, hey, I'll cut my hair. I'll do whatever you want me to do. And he put his arm around me, big guy, and he says, I don't care about your hair. He said, just don't pick up one drink for one day or that other shit you're doing. And he wasn't sure what I was doing, but he knew I was doing something more than just drinking. And I followed his suggestions. He just had a way about him. And plus, I went to the Austerville Young People's Group. They used to, I got invited up there, and I got around people who, there was just something about them. They would invite me to go on commitments, even though I couldn't speak, and I didn't want to go. I wanted to isolate and stay by myself down in Orleans. But I went, and I just got to listen to them, and they all said the same thing. Get down on your knees, ask your higher power, whatever it is, to keep you away from one drink for one day. And I started to do it. I can remember the first time I did it. I was down in Orleans, and like I say, it was in the wintertime, the end of March, and I'm in a winter rental down in Northrop Beach, no one around New Orleans in 1977 in March. But I got the doors locked, I got the shades down, and I'm down on my knees. I don't want anybody to see me doing this. I'm down on my knees saying, please keep me away from a drink or a drug for today. And then the irony of it is that a few weeks before, on a Saturday afternoon outside the Land Ho, this guy's walking by. He's got two little girls. Imagine his daughters. They were walking by. They were probably about 6, 7 years old. They're walking by, and I got no problem whatsoever throwing up beer, the draft beer that was making me sick. He's walking by with his two kids, and I'm puking. But here I was getting down on my knees asking my higher power to keep me away from that first drink for that day. That opened things up for me. My whole life started with that, because amazing things happened. I didn't pick up a drink. I had opportunities to smoke weed. I had all set to go. I said, I'll go smoke some weed, drink some beers with a friend of mine, and do this next week. And I went over to the guy's house, and he didn't want to do it, which is strange, because he always would do, you know, we'd go out drinking all the time. But there was that time where they say somewhere in the book about where, you know, no power on earth will keep you away from a drink. And I experienced that. because it's strange, because at the end, the last year or two, I really would prefer to drink by myself, except periodically going out with this guy. But this one time, I didn't want to drink by myself. I wanted to go drink with my friend Arthur, and he wouldn't go. But what had happened that day is, before I went over to get Arthur, when I got out of bed, I had gotten down on my knees and asked a higher power to keep me away from a drink or a drug for that day. And even though I wanted to throw in the towel, I had that, you know, God guided me away. I had a chance to think about what was going on, and I didn't pick up a drink that day. Now, that's 43 years ago. My whole life opened up when I started asking the God of my understanding to keep me away from that first drink, that first drug for one day, and thanking that higher power at night. Everything opened up. Everything is based on that for me, my whole spiritual life. So here we are now. I was 32 when I was doing that, 75 today, doing it for a while. And the first thing I do today, before I get up and take a leak or anything else, I'll get out of bed, I'll land on my knees, I ask my higher power, keep me away from a drink or a drug for today, and a few other things. And tonight, before I go to bed, I'll get back down on my knees. Keep it real simple. Thank you for keeping me away from a drink or a drug and what else you brought into my life. And gentlemen, if it didn't work and if my life didn't get better, I wouldn't be holding my cat Stella here. I'd have been long gone a long time ago. So with that, I'd like to close. Thank you.